With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Millions of Americans are still dealing with excessive heat this week, ranging from the Midwest to the East Coast.
Cody Ledbetter from the National Weather Service in Baltimore, Washington, says the Mid-Atlantic is experiencing somewhat out-of-the-ordinary weather.
For it to happen this early in the season is a bit abnormal. Not to say it's never happened before. Some of our record high temperatures are for June are in the upper 90s, low 100s. It's not unprecedented necessarily. It is still quite hot for June.
Heat index readings combining temperature and humidity are expected to pass 100 degrees in many locations across the United States, possibly breaking all-time records. The Weather Service warns that record temperatures overnight are preventing natural cooling, and that means heat danger can build up indoors. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump's campaign outraised President Biden by more than $60 million last month. Federal filings show the president and DNC brought in $85 million during May, while Trump and the RNC raised $141 million. Officials say Japan's space agency has suffered a series of cyber attacks since last year, but sensitive information related to rockets and satellites was not affected, and it is continuing to investigate as well as take preventive measures. Russian authorities have formally dismissed a deputy defense minister jailed on bribery charges and accused by Kremlin critics of living a lavish lifestyle. He is one of several senior military officers arrested on corruption charges in recent months. Former President Trump says he wants to give automatic green cards to foreign students who graduate from U.S. colleges. The comments in a podcast are a sharp departure from some of the anti-immigrant rhetoric typically on the campaign trail. This is SRN News. An Oregon high school coach loses his job. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
John Parks says he was fired from his post as track and field coach at Lake Oswego High after protesting the state's practice of allowing males to compete against females. Parks tells KATU-TV he suggested that an open category be established just for transgender athletes. Shortly thereafter, he was let go by the school. The coach says he will appeal his dismissal, adding that he is fighting for the integrity of girls' sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ceremony is scheduled for Sunday to mark groundbreaking of the memorial to victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hills neighborhood was home to the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the U.S., in which 11 worshipers were killed by a gunman driven by hatred of Jews. The space will include a new place of worship as well as a museum. This is SRN News. Ukraine is experiencing rolling blackouts as Russia intensifies its strikes targeting the energy infrastructure.
During daytime, entire districts of the capital are disconnected from the power grid to save energy. Residents and businesses are adapting, using generators, power banks and flashlights, and even recalculating their bathroom visits. Heavy damage inflicted to the country's power system has left millions feeling uncertain about Ukraine's ability to meet the national electricity demand after the warm weather conditions are over and the weather turns cold. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Parents across Europe are rallying to make it normal for young kids to live smartphone-free. From Spain to Ireland and Britain, groups are ballooning on chat groups like WhatsApp and agreeing to link arms and refuse to buy children who are younger than 12 smartphones. Some say the kids shouldn't have those devices until they're 14 or 16. SRNNews.com.